Numbers chapter 4. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron. He said, Conduct a census of the male descendants of Kohath from among the Levites by their clans and ancestral households. Count all the men who are 30 to 50 years old. These men must join the company to serve in the tent of meeting. The descendants of Kohath must take care of the most holy things reserved for me in the tent of meeting. When the camp prepares to move forward, Aaron and his sons must go into the tent, take down the screening curtain that separates the most holy place from the holy place, and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. They must cover the Ark with a piece of fine leather. They must spread a cloth that is completely blue over it. They must insert the poles to carry it. They are to spread a blue cloth on the table of the bread of the presence. On it they must put the dishes, spoons, bowls, and jars for the drink offering. Bread must always continue to be on the table. They are to spread over them a scarlet cloth and cover the same with hides of fine leather. They must insert poles to carry the table. They must take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand along with its lamps, tongs, trays, and all the jars of oil for the lamps. They must put the lampstand and all its accessories into a covering of fine leather, and they must put it on a carrying frame. They must spread a cloth of blue on the gold altar. They must cover it with a covering of fine leather, and then insert the carrying poles. They must take all the equipment for the ministry, with which they serve in the sanctuary, and wrap it in a blue cloth. They must cover that with the hides of fine leather and put the equipment on the carrying frame. They must clear away the ashes of fat from the altar and spread a purple cloth on the altar. They must put on the carrying frame all the equipment that they use in the work of the altar. These objects are the fire pans, forks, shovels, bowls, and all the other equipment for the altar. They must cover the altar with fine leather hides and then insert the carrying poles. When Aaron and his sons have completely covered the holy place and all its equipment, and when the camp moves forward, then the descendants of Kohath must come to carry the holy place. If they touch the holy instruments, they must die. This is the work of the descendants of Kohath, to carry the furnishings in the tent of meeting. Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, oversees the care of the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the regular grain offering, and the anointing oil. He oversees the care of the entire tabernacle and all that is in it, the holy place and its equipment. Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron. He said, Do not allow the Kohathite tribal clans to be cut off from among the Levites. So do this for them, that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons must go in and assign each man to his work and his responsibility. But the Kohathites must not go in to look at the holy place, even for a moment, or they must die. Yahweh spoke again to Moses. He said, Conduct a census of the descendants of Gershon also, by their ancestors' families, and by their clans. Count those who are 30 years old to 50 years old. Count all of them who will join the company to serve in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the clans of the Gershonites, when they serve and what they carry. They must carry the curtains of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, its covering, the covering of fine leather hides that is on it, and the curtains for the entrance to the tent of meeting. They must carry the curtains of the court, the curtain for the doorway of the court's gate, which is near the tabernacle and near the altar, their ropes, and all the instruments for their service. Whatever should be done with these things, they must do it. Aaron and his sons must direct all the service of the descendants of the Gershonites, in everything that they transport and in all their service. You must assign them to all their responsibilities. This is the service of the clans of the descendants of the Gershonites for the tent of meeting. Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, must lead them in their service. You must count the descendants of Merari by their clans and order them by their ancestors' families. From 30 years old and older up to 50 years old, count everyone who is going to join the company and serve in the tent of meeting. This is their responsibility and their burden in all their service for the tent of meeting. They must care for the framing of the tabernacle, its crossbars, posts, and sockets. Along with the posts of the courtyard around the tabernacle, their sockets, pegs, and their ropes, with all their hardware, list by name the articles they must carry. This is the service of the clans of the descendants of Merari, what they are to do for the tent of meeting, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the community counted the descendants of the Kohathites by the clans of their ancestors' families. They counted them from 30 years old and older up to 50 years old. They counted everyone who would join the company to serve in the tent of meeting. They counted 2,750 men by their clans. This was the list of the clans of the Kohathites who served in the tent of meeting. Moses and Aaron counted them according to Yahweh's command that was given through Moses. The descendants of Gershon were counted in their clans by their ancestors' families. From 30 to 50 years old, everyone who would join the company to serve in the tent of meeting. All the men counted by their clans and their ancestors' families numbered 2,630. Moses and Aaron counted the clans of the descendants of Gershon who would serve in the tent of meeting. In doing this, they obeyed what Yahweh had commanded them to do through Moses. The descendants of Merari were counted in their clans by their ancestors' families. From 30 to 50 years old, everyone who would join the company to serve in the tent of meeting. All the men counted by their clans and their ancestors' families numbered 3,200. This was the list of the clans of the descendants of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron counted according to Yahweh's command that came by the hand of Moses. So Moses, Aaron, and the chiefs of Israel counted all the Levites by their clans in their ancestral families. From 30 to 50 years old, they counted everyone who would do work in the tabernacle and who would carry and care for the items in the tent of meeting. They counted 8,580 men. At Yahweh's command, Moses counted each man, keeping count of each by the type of work he was assigned to do. He counted each man by the kind of responsibility he would bear. In doing this, they obeyed what Yahweh had commanded them to do through Moses.